This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Governor Polis signed several bills Thursday that will support public transportation across Colorado. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
One bill will create fees on oil and gas drilling and then funnel that revenue to local transit authorities to increase service. Another will explore the creation of a statewide transit pass that could be used on different systems. And a third will levy a fee on rental cars to raise money for new passenger rail projects. The rental car industry is upset about that last bill and is pushing a ballot measure that would unravel all sorts of fees that power the state budget. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Deaths from drug overdoses increased in Colorado last year, even as the national death toll dropped. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
Overdose deaths in Colorado inched up in 2023 nearly 4% to just less than 2,000 deaths. The year-over-year change varies widely state by state. In neighboring Nebraska, for example, overdose deaths fell almost 25%. Meanwhile, Alaska's total rose 40% and Oregon's rose 30%. Total U.S. overdose deaths fell slightly, but experts say it's too soon to know why. They also note the last time a decline occurred, in 2018, drug deaths shot up afterward. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
And for more news from across Colorado, come to CPR.org. Mostly sunny skies for the state today. For Metro Denver, highs in the 80s. Around the Springs, the 70s. And for the mountains, highs in the 60s and 70s today, with a chance for mountain snow early next week. This is CPR News and KRCC.